That night in the Tarawih Salah, the 11th para was recited, continuing with Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning, where the hypocrite came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all of the excuses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before that, they will come to you, and you will return back to them. You did not go in the battle of Tabuk, and do not accept the excuses. And the whole object of these people is that they want you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to become happy with them. But remember, even if you become happy with them, Allah will never be happy with these fasiqs and these sinful, the sinful nation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, even about amongst the Arabis, the village dwellers, there are amongst them who are very hard and firm in the kufr and disbelief. But amongst them, there are those people who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they want to do good actions, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will soon enter them into His mercy. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and especially with Sabiqun al-Awwalun, those people who accepted Islam in the beginning stages, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, these two groups. And then Allah Ta'ala says there are three groups. The Muhajirin and Ansar are two groups. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ And those people will follow them with sincerity till the day of Qiyamah. So a person is not among the two groups and we cannot become part of them. Then we have to become the third group. Those people will follow them with sincerity. Allah Ta'ala is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah has prepared for them gardens flowing beneath their rivers in which they will reside forever and forever. And this is the greatest success for a person. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that there are certain people who have committed sin. Some of them hadn't gone out in the battle of Tabuk. There were two different groups. Some had not gone out and they made a mistake. So they went and they tied themselves to the masjid, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Eventually their tawbah was accepted. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told, take among their money, some of their money, sadaqah and charity. This charity will purify them. Remove it to purify their wealth, it will purify their hearts and souls. And make dua for them when you're taking this. This is a penalty that they have to pay because of not going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the means of cleansing themselves. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the other hand, there are those munafiqs and hypocrites who caused a lot of harm to Islam. One of the harms they caused, they wanted to create one masjid, Masjid al-Dirar, a masjid to cause harm amongst the Muslim people and to propagate their kufr and disbelief and to create disunity amongst the believers. And the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who oppose Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give that person refuge, to come there and make all the funny mashwaras against the Muslim people. And they wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and perform salah there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the masjid which was built on taqwa, from the first day, you've got a greater right a person must stand in there. And in there are certain men who love to purify themselves. And there what is meant by purification is a person when he goes to the toilet, he utilizes water. This is at certain times where it is not compulsory for a person to use water. But even in those times, it's sunnah, it's mustahab for a person to utilize water. So Allah Ta'ala loved that action, that Allah Ta'ala actually praised them, that these people love to purify themselves, keep themselves clean. And the people in Quba, this is a special reference to them. And some ulama say it refers to the people of Medina Munawwara, Masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This masjid is far better. A person must stand and perform his salat in there. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of the people of Iman, that they are prepared to sell, Allah has bought their lives and their wealth in place of Jannah. Allah will give them Jannah in place of their lives and their wealth. And why? Because they will strive in the path of Allah, they will fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will either kill or they will be killed. And other qualities which they have got, the people of Iman, they make a lot of tawbah, at-ta'ibun, al-abidun, they are worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first quality Allah mentions is of tawbah. A person will realize our life is off, a person must make tawbah, turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-hamidun, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, as-ta'ihun, okay, one meaning is fasting, a person who is fasting always, a person who fasts is a quality of a person of Iman. Oh, as-sa'ihun, those people who go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who travel in jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are making ruku, those who are engaged in sajda, those who are commanding righteousness, preventing from evil, and thereafter, hafizun al-hududillah, holding the bounds, that the laws and limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the limitations that Allah ta'ala has given, there is no ifrat and there is no tafreet, there is no deficiency also and there is no excesses also. These are the people, wabashir al-mu'mineen, they are the people of true iman. So I'll give glad tidings to such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people and bring these qualities within our life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that those in the battle of Tabuk, those three sahaba radiallahu anhu who had not gone out, they were punished and they boycotted by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu for the period of 50 days. Ulama say the reason for 50 days was that the battle of Tabuk going and coming back took approximately 50 days. So, and they did not take part in this battle. So for 50 days also they were boycotted by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has forgiven them now. Allah declared their forgiveness in the Quran Sharif. Because after all, they were Badri Sahabi also. They were Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show that these are true believers. As we had mentioned yesterday, it was a sign of Iman to show that who is exactly a true believer or not. So Allah said he has turned his attention to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muhajirin, the Ansar, who followed him in this time of great difficulty. And those three people whose Tawbah was kept back, they were not immediately forgiven. Hatta idha dhaqat alayhim al-ardu bima rahabat, until eventually the earth became tightened upon them. Despite the earth being so vast, it became tight upon them. And their own lives became tightened upon themselves. It felt very difficult to live there also. And they thought there is no way of escape from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala turned his attention towards them so that they can turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most, he accepts the tawbah of a person. Allah is most forgiving. In future Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of iman, ittaqullah. Have the quality of Allah, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the first command, he's supposed to have gone out. And how will a person bring this quality within himself? Kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. When you will stay in their company, and automatically whatever good actions they are doing, you will be inclined towards doing good actions, righteous actions. And if a person stays away from their company, and stays in the company of the hypocrites, for example, like how the Sahaba said, and there was only hypocrites in Medina Munawwara at that time, then automatically a person now will become lazy, he won't feel like doing good actions. But you stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. Now, ulama say this is a very simple way to get the quality of taqwa, kunu. Just stay with the pious and the righteous people. When a person will stay in their company, inshallah, aqidah, the beliefs of a person will change, iman will come strong in a person, and many amal will come into a person's life, the desire of doing good actions will come into a person's life. So just staying in the company of the righteous and the pious people. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, when a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are great, great rewards. Even one step a person is taking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is writing down the rewards of that person. Never mind one step, in certain hadith it comes, even the animal which a person is using in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has got so much of value. It's excreta also, it's urine also, something which is napak. This also a person gets rewarded for. So imagine, just because now the nisbat connection to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so everything which is related to it, even impure things, you know, if that thing comes on your clothing, you perform salah, your namaz will not take place also, the stool of the urine or the stool of the animal. But that also on the day of Qiyamah will be weighed in a person's scales, and a person will get rewarded for it. So whatever is connected to deen has got so much of value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when going out in jihad also, one jamaat must stay back, and they must get the knowledge of deen. And when the other people come back, they must explain to them. By getting the knowledge of deen also, a person will get the fervor and the desire to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is a very important, this was a further duty for them to all go out, but now they must, one jamaat must remain behind, and they must get the acquired knowledge of deen. يَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. The object must be to get the faqat and understanding of deen. And when the people come back, لِيُنْزِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ, they must try to make indar, warn the people. And the Mufti Sufi Sahib rahmatullahi writes, indar, the duty of the ulama is to warn the people, and but to warn them with shafqat, with love, with compassion, not takhweef, not to create fear, just to create fear in the people, like how a person makes a person frightened of a snake or whatever, but with shafqat and with compassion, a person warns the people of akhirat, of the punishment of the year after, of the destruction in this worldly life. This is the duty of the people of knowledge, when the people will come back to them, so that the people will take lesson. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding the munafiqs and hypocrites, when they are listening to the ayat of the Quran, they are only increasing in their sickness and their spiritual sicknesses. But the people of iman, the iman is only increasing. And eventually Allah ta'ala ends of the surah mentioning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to you. What a Nabi, from amongst yourselves. Azizun alayhi ma'anitum, what puts you in difficulty is very hard upon him also. It's difficult, he feels hurt when some difficulty overcomes you. And he's got a great hirs and desire and love and compassion for you people. And especially for the believers, Ra'ufur Rahim. Whatever harm there is, he's so compassionate and merciful, he wants to remove harm from you. And Rahim, he wants you to get the full amount of benefit. If the people still after the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great person, and they turn away, tell them, Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Allah is sufficient for me. There is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only upon Allah I put my trust. And Allah is the Rabb, creator and sustainer of the great arsh, the arsh is majariya qada, the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his decisions pass. Allah is the Rabb of that, so all the whole world is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try to read this, as we've learned from our from Hazrat and from our Kabir elders, that 7 times in morning and evening, a person reads this dua, كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him from all aham. Ham means al-gham alladhi yudhibu al-insan. Such worries which actually melts a person, destroys a person, that those kinds of depression, etc. Allah ta'ala will protect a person from this. حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. 7 times in the morning and 7 times in the evening. The next surah is Surah Yunus. In Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, giving da'wah to the Qur'an Kareem. You look at the whole surah, where Allah ta'ala is giving da'wah to follow the Qur'an Kareem and the teachings of the Qur'an Kareem. And the people were surprised that how can Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come? How can wahi be sent out to a human being like us? Whereas there's nothing of surprise of this here. These people unfortunately used to worship idols, stones, and they call it the ilah and a god. But when wahi and revelation is coming to a human being, they've got doubt about it. Why? How come wahi and revelation is coming to a human being? Whereas it is nothing far-fetched. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have created all physical things for you. The earth, the heavens, all of these bounties I have created for you. So when I have created all of these things, the sun and the moon, and Allah ta'ala has made it in certain stages it must move, so a person can learn about time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all his physical things, and a person needs spiritual things to a greater extent, so what is their far-fetched? Why doesn't Allah ta'ala send down what is far-fetched for Allah ta'ala to send down the Qur'an Kareem, to send down a book of hidayat and a book of guidance so people can benefit? So it's not only the physical things which Allah ta'ala has sent down, but more important was the spiritual things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when I have sent all of this for your physical needs, then to a greater extent, there's nothing far-fetched for me to send down your spiritual needs, to send down the Qur'an Kareem, to send down the wahi and revelation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one reason why people are not prepared to accept is man by nature, he is hasty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the haste of human beings. But when some difficulty comes in his life, then at that moment he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when difficulties are removed from his life, مَرْضَ كَأَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ذُرِّ مَسْلَىٰ. He passes like he never ever called out to us to remove the difficulty and problem. So a person must always look in his life. Sometimes a person is going through difficulty, how much of dua we make, we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala gives a person good conditions. It must not happen, a person becomes unmindful of Allah ta'ala at that time. Now he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually in that time he should now increase himself. Allah has made him now farigh, Allah has made him free. Allah has given him bounties. So now he must utilize those bounties more in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who had no hope in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disbelievers said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring another Quran besides this, or change the Quran Sharif. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not possible for me also to change the Quran Sharif from my own self. I only have to follow what wahi and revelation has come to me. And if I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I fear the punishment of a very severe day. So even the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not change the wahi and revelation. Whatever commands has come down, it has come down directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can be a bigger zalim and oppressor than the one who makes up stories against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disbelieves in his ayat and his signs? Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one major reason why people are not prepared to accept the Quran Kareem is because of love of dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions an example of this worldly life. It is like water which Allah ta'ala has sent down from the skies. It meets up now with the plantations and it starts growing. It looks very, very beautiful. And people think now we've got full benefit we can take from all of these crops. Suddenly the command of Allah ta'ala comes at night or in the daytime and everything is completely destroyed, like it was never ever in existence yesterday. Similarly, a person's life, a person grows up and a person is taking the benefits and now he's got his house and he's got his car and he's got all of the things. And now a person thinks, I've made everything in life and now I can do whatever I want to in life. And suddenly the command of Allah ta'ala comes either at night, in the daytime, 1 second. And after a few days, it seemed like this person never ever existed on the surface of the earth. This is how the example of this worldly life is. So a person must not become deceived by this worldly life. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is calling people to the house of salamati, of safety, of protection. There'll never be a fear that I'm going to die, that my properties will be destroyed. Allah is calling us to that house. And for those who have done good in this world, they will get Jannah. And with ziyada, and far, far greater. Ulama say the greatest thing which a person will get in Jannah is the didar and the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among such people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next half para, again he mentions about the mushrikeen and the disbelievers. Despite the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not prepared to accept the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor the Quran Kareem. Allah ta'ala challenges them that if you people say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made the Quran up, then bring one surah which is like the Quran Sharif. Whoever you want to in the world, you can call them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are truthful in your claims, and you will not be able to do anything at all. You will not be able to challenge or bring up, never mind one, even one verse like the Quran Kareem. Person will not be able to do so, and the challenge still today remains, and nobody has been able to fulfill and live up to this challenge. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Quran Kareem is, Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum. It is nasihat and advice from your Rabb, your Creator and Sustainer. As it comes in the narration, there are two advices. One is a speaking advice, and one is a silent advice. The silent advice is maut, is death. This is also an advice to a person, and the speaking advice is the Quran Kareem. So this is one nasihat which has come to you from Allah Ta'ala, and it's a shifa'ul lima fi sudur. It's a cure for whatever sicknesses are in the heart of a person. The greatest cure for all of those sicknesses of kufr, of shirk, of nifaq and hypocrisy, of pride, of arrogance, all of this, the shifa is found in the Quran Kareem. And those who will follow it, it will be a means of hidayat for them, a means of rahmat and mercy for them, for the mu'mineen, for the believers. Tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this fadl and grace of Allah ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what Allah has given his bounty, the Quran Kareem, Iman, and all of the other spiritual bounties. For thus a person has become happy. It is far better, mimma ajma'un, and whatever they have gathered in the world, all the money and all of those things, because nothing will go with a person in the qabr, in the grave. The Quran Sharif will go with a person. The amal of a person will go with a person. This is what a person must make an effort for. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, whatever a person is doing in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of it, when a person is engaged in that action of his. And this is the aqidah and belief, which actually will change the thinking of a person, and change the amal and actions of a person, when he's got this yaqeen and conviction that my every action is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are those people, لا خوفنا عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear upon them, and they do not have any grief. There is no fear because they've got akhirat in front of them. So whatever fears they are in this world, it falls off in their sight, because they've got the fear of akhirat. This is the major fear in their life. And gham and sorrow, normally a person is sorrowful, he loses something of dunya, somebody passes away, some money is lost. But when the awliya Allah, they've got yaqeen of akhirat, so there's no grief overcoming them also, because they've got full yaqeen and conviction, I'm going to a much better place tomorrow. So that Allah Ta'ala makes their heart free, which normally people in this world have fear, and their fear of the future, and grief of the past. But Allah Ta'ala removes their heart because of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love for akhirat. Who are the awliya Allah? Alladina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who have got iman and those who have got taqwa. Taqwa means the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the ability of staying away from breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah used to mention, fulfill the faraz, wajib, sunnat, mu'akkada. And he stays away from haram, he stays away from makruh, stays away from wrong actions. This is a person of taqwa, and this is why we have come in the month of Ramadan to acquire these qualities. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In this worldly life already, they will be glad tidings for such people, in the means of good dreams regarding such people. And in the year after, Allah Ta'ala has kept great glad tidings for them. The angels will come and give them glad tidings at the time of death, on the day of Qiyamah, and while going on the way to Jannah, there will be glad tidings for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the greatest success. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last quarter mentions three incidents. One is the story of the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, how he came to his people and he explained to them, and they were not prepared to accept, they were eventually destroyed. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun and his people also were not prepared to accept, and they mocked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he will destroy all of their plans, and eventually they were destroyed. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he gave da'wah to his people, they went through some difficulties at that time. So we said wahi and revelation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that build in Misr for your people buyutan, houses, waj'alu buyutakum qiblatan, and make your houses facing the direction of that qibla, of the qibla, wa aqimus salah, and establish salah. If you want your problems to be removed, difficulties to be removed, establishment of salah in a person's life. Some ulama have made the meaning, waj'alu buyutakum qubalatan, make your houses next to one another. That despite we have an Islamic community, when there is an Islamic community, Allah Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat will come down, and then it will be easy for a person to establish salah. So as far as possible, Muslims must try and remain in a community where there is masjid there, where there is madrasa there, where a person doesn't leave and go and stay in around the communities where there are non-Muslim people. Then it becomes very difficult for a person himself to remain on deen, and for his family people to remain on deen, to remain on Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Fir'aun at the time of death, now when all the signs, he saw the angels, at this time it's too late for a person to accept Iman. At that time he himself also wanted to accept Iman and Islam, but it's too late for him. Until Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will keep his sign as a sign for the people to come. What a great person, how eventually he was destroyed. We know that this miracle became established about 100 years ago, 150 years ago, when the body of the pharaohs were found. For many years it was not found, and it was found, and they showed the truthfulness of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala said, "We will save you with your body." And in today's time, we should not go to such places. People unfortunately go for sightseeing to Misr, to Egypt, to go and see the mummies, and to see this. But this actually is supposed to be a lesson for a person, that how Allah Ta'ala's punishment came upon a person who thought himself he was such a great person. And finally, the incident of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, that he and his people, they eventually made tawbah before the calamity came upon them. So Allah Ta'ala is encouraging us also, we accept the wahi and revelation of Allah Ta'ala, make tawbah before it becomes too late. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The haqq and the truth has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever will follow this path of hidayat, he is taking hidayat for himself only. And a person who goes misguided, he's only causing harm to himself. And tell him, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot force you people to accept. I can only give you advice and encourage you. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ وَاسْبِرْ حَتَّى يَحْكُمُ اللَّهُ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow the wahi and revelation which has been sent to you, and you make sabr until Allah Ta'ala will make his decision, and Allah Ta'ala is the best of the decision makers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif throughout our lives, that we live with the Quran Sharif, that we die, we pass away, and we get the intercession of the Quran Kareem, in the help and assistance of the Quran Kareem in the Qabr and on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.